Thank you for listening to this sermon from Hope Church, Toronto West. It is our prayer that through these audio sermons, you are challenged and transformed by the Word of God, built up in love and faith, and drawn more to the person and work of Jesus Christ. Now, as you prepare your heart to receive God's Word, we pray that His Spirit would use the sermon powerfully in your life.
Now we're going to jump right in. I want you to take your Bible, please, and turn with me to the book of Acts in the New Testament. Take your Bible and go to the book of Acts in the New Testament. If you're not sure where Acts is, that's okay. Just go to the New Testament of the Bible and you'll see Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and there you'll find the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20 is where we're going to be today. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. And today is a special day in the life of our church. And so this morning's message has a special focus accordingly. Today, we're commissioning two new pastors, elders in our church. And so on this day, we have the special opportunity to teach about the office and the role and the function of elders or pastors. Now, I'm very aware that most of us in this room will never become an elder. I'm very aware that most of us in this room are not elders or pastors. Yet, I am convinced that today's message about elders remains absolutely applicable for every single active and healthy member of this church family. And so on the screen, Pete Scazzaro, in his book, The Emotionally Healthy Church, he wrote this. He wrote, "As go the leaders, so goes the church." The overall health of any church or ministry depends primarily on the emotional and spiritual health of its leadership. So if you care about this church family, if you care about your place within this church family, if you care about God's design for the church and its leaders, then you will care immensely about what the Bible has to say about elders and pastors and leaders in the church. And I'm praying right now, even as I preach, that you are caring about this and that as we progress, you will care increasingly about this. Now, Acts chapter 20, 28 contains some very special and precious instructions for elders and pastors, and in hearing these instructions preached today, my prayer is that you would learn a little bit more and grow in your understanding of what is the role, the mandate of elders and pastors in your church, but I'm praying also that you would grow in your commitment to pray for the elders and pastors of your church, because as we are going to see, eldership and pastoral ministry is a sobering and serious calling. We're going to see that. Now, before we jump into Acts chapter 20, 28, I want to give you a bit of the context of the verse that we are going to unpack today. Acts 20, 28 is placed within, you need to understand this, a very emotional context. The scene is somber and sad. There's weeping, there's hugging, there are kisses, there's prayer, and there's a long walk toward a ship that will be taking someone very special away, never to be seen again. The Apostle Paul in Acts 20 is about to leave Miletus after a period of fruitful ministry amongst the church in Ephesus. Bit more of the context. He served the Lord with the church in Ephesus with humility, with tears, in the midst of trials and betrayals. That's what verse 19 tells us. He's taught them everything he knew would be profitable for them. Verse 20 tells us that. He's gone to all their homes. He's gone house to house proclaiming publicly the word of God to them. Verse 20 tells us. And now after spending his life with them and for them, he says in verse 22, and essentially, it's time now for me to go. But he's not leaving for a better opportunity. He's not looking for a better gig. He's leaving towards Jerusalem, and he's not going to Jerusalem because there's a church there that's offered him a better salary, more vacation time, and better benefits. No. He's heading towards Jerusalem, and he says, the Apostle Paul in Acts 20, that the Spirit is moving me there. I don't know exactly what's ahead, he says, but I know that the Spirit testifies that in every city there will be imprisonment and affliction waiting. He's got a rough road ahead of him, And before he leaves the Ephesian elders and the church in Ephesus, he says, bring the elders to me. I have some things to say to them. Why? Because as go the leaders, so goes the church. Look at it with me. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. This is what he says. He says, looking at the elders, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. What was so urgent that the Apostle Paul from Miletus said, call the elders from the church in Ephesus to come to me from Ephesus to meet me here in Miletus before I get on this ship and sail away, never to see them again. Bring the elders to me. What's so urgent? What's so important that he wants the elders in Ephesus to understand? Well, this is where we're going to start. He wants the elders and the pastors to understand this. First, point number one, the urgency of our spiritual condition. The urgency, the significance, the magnitude, the significance of our spiritual condition. Notice in verse 28, Paul says to the elders, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. Pay careful attention in the text. It's actually an active verb. It means to hold on to. It means to be alert. What does Paul want the elders at Ephesus to know before he leaves, never to see them again? Well, he wants them to understand that leadership in the church of Jesus Christ is a serious thing. You need to be awake. You need to pay attention. You can't fall asleep. You can't close your eyes. You can't afford to let your guard down. What does he want the elders of the church at Ephesus to understand? It's this. As leaders in the church of Jesus Christ, you must be paying attention at all times. But what exactly does he want the elders, the pastors, to be paying attention to? Well, there are two things in the text. First thing I want you to notice, look at verse 28 again. Paul says, pay careful attention to yourselves. Now, this is one of the most popular passages on elders in the scriptures, and often when it's preached, it goes very quickly to pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. But we need to stop before we go to all the flock and recognize that the Apostle Paul is first exhorting the elders to be alert and pay special attention to themselves. Why? Well, my friend Daniel Henderson wrote this, and he often has tremendous insights into many things. He wrote this. He wrote, with great sorrow, we are reminded once again of the news headlines that the enemy has a special target for spiritual leaders. I myself have reflected anew on how twice I have followed a predecessor who disqualified himself from ministry, leaving thousands of Christ followers heartbroken and dismayed. He asks, why does this happen? And what compels men of such great kingdom influence to throw it all away? He goes on to recall an experience. He writes this, I'm reminded of a captivating conversation I had years ago with one of my heroes. As we enjoyed rich moments of fellowship, he began to muse about all his colleagues over the years who have not finished well. Some he spoke of by name, expressing the heartache of watching very good and gifted men self-destruct through moral failure. He says, my mentor then asked, why do you think this happens? Daniel writes, I felt like a mosquito being asked by an eagle about the skills of flying. I politely posed a few ideas, then quickly deferred to his wisdom on the topic. He responded with one word, neglect. Why does this happen? He says, neglect. He went on to explain that these fallen leaders were not so foolish as to wake up one day and intentionally throw away their integrity, honor, family, and ministry in some abrupt violation of all they knew to be true. Rather, he noted, they simply began to neglect their relationship with the Lord. And over time, the erosion robbed them of love, purity, discernment, and resolve. Like a snake in the grass, disaster struck. And as a matter of priority, as Paul gets ready to leave Miletus and never to see the Ephesian elders again, never to see the church at Ephesus again, to sail away towards Jerusalem, he says to the Ephesian elders, brothers, pay careful attention to yourselves. Watch your life. Watch your doctrine. Watch what you're believing. Watch how you're living. Watch what you do from day to day. Because as the leaders go, so goes the church. Brothers, watch. Pay attention to yourselves.
But there's something else that the elders must understand. After tending to their own souls, and this needs to be a day-by-day, moment-by-moment reality for every elder and pastor to embrace, to watch, to be alert, to pay attention. There's something else. After they've tended to their own souls, they're charged with the task of tending to all the flock. Do you see it in verse 28? I want you to look at it. I want you to notice it. In verse 28, he says, pay careful attention to yourselves, here it is now, and to all the flock. All throughout the Bible, God's people are likened to a flock. And from this metaphor, we get the picture of pastors and elders as shepherds. Not only are the elders and pastors to pay careful attention to themselves, they must pay careful attention to all the flock. Now, I want you to notice that the responsibility is to all the flock. Did you see that? He didn't say pay careful attention to some of the flock or your favorite members of the flock or the ones that are more spiritually mature, the ones that have some strategic influence within the church. No, he says, in fact, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. That within the church of Jesus Christ, there are some that are spiritually strong. There are some that are spiritually weak. There are some that are spiritually advanced in years and some that are spiritual babies. Some are married. Some are single. Some are struggling with addiction. Some are being tragically oppressed and abused within their relationships or marriages. Some are depressed. Some are confused. Some are young. Some are old. Some are rich. Some are poor. And Paul is very clear here as he looks at the elders getting ready to sail away, never to see them again. He wants to tell them some important things. He says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. Paul's very clear that they are to pay careful attention and specifically to understand and know the urgency of the spiritual condition, not only their own souls, but of the church. So what does this mean? At least two things. It means that we, as elders and pastors, have a very serious job to do. To pay careful attention to all the flock. What does it mean for you? Well, it means that you matter to God. I'm going to try to look at every single person in the eye. It means that you matter to God. That God, the owner of his own church, entrusts leadership of his precious church to people that he will instruct to care for, and he instructs them to care for all the flock. That means for you today that you matter to God. That every single person sitting in this room matters to God, that he would entrust the task of leadership in the church to elders and pastors, and he would be very careful to say, every single one matters. You have to take care of all of them. And some of them, some of you, you don't feel like you matter. Some of you, you feel like you're an afterthought or not a thought at all. Some of you wonder if anyone notices whether you come or go. And when Paul says to the elders, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, he's communicating that every single member of the flock matters. The things you struggle with matter to God. The things you're confused about matter to God. The secret things you wrestle with in your heart, they matter to God. The fears you have that are almost debilitating, no one else knows about it, matter to God. The things that you've tried to articulate to others in the church, but you feel like they just don't understand, God understands. And it matters. That's why he says that the pastors and elders, man, you got a hard job to do. But you have to take care of everyone. All flock. What elders and pastors need to understand, firstly, the urgency of our spiritual condition. Secondly, this, the stewardship of our spiritual leadership. The stewardship of spiritual leadership. Why don't you notice verse 28? He says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. Watch this now. In which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God. I want you to notice first the phrase, the Holy Spirit has made you. These words carry the meaning of being appointed to a specific task and being entrusted with a specific stewardship. Don't miss this, loved ones. Paul says that the elders and pastors of the church are appointed by the Holy Spirit. Do you see it in the text? The elders and pastors are appointed by the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't tell them that so that they could feel really good about themselves, like God appointed me because somehow there's something special about me. No, that's not the point. He's telling them this, not so they could feel proud, but so that they can fear God. This stewardship is given to me by the Holy Spirit to care for the church of God. Every single person, I can't feel proud about that. I can only fear God. Who is sufficient for these things? The Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Now, this appointment by the Holy Spirit of God, it's seen in the New Testament's pattern for commissioning elders, that while human beings are doing the selecting, it is the Holy Spirit that's doing the leading. That's the point here. Don't you notice on the screen, we see this in Acts 14, 23, when it says, and when they had appointed elders for them in every church, watch this, having prayed with fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Prayer and fasting equals dependence on the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That's the point. That's the pattern in commissioning elders. The Holy Spirit is to lead the process. Notice now verse 28 again. He says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Watch this now. To do what? To care for the church of God. To care for the church of God. Here's what we're learning. God himself is very actively involved in the process of appointing elders. Why? Because God himself is very concerned with his church. And when church leaders don't seek God for the appointment and process of commissioning elders and pastors, it's indicative of a much deeper, more fundamental problem that's at the root of why so many churches are derailed and being destroyed. Churches that are being derailed and even destroyed are churches that are led by people who are comprised of people who have failed to acknowledge the reality that the church belongs to God. You see that in the text? Elders and pastors are appointed to care for, whose church is it? For the church of God. That means that he's the owner, he's the founder, he's the builder, he's the sustainer, he's the cornerstone, he's the chief shepherd of the church. And leadership in the church is an immense stewardship of that which does not belong to us. No, the text says it belongs to God. Now, if you're ever tempted to sit in our church and look and say, well, that guy's the owner of the church. He's the one who's talking the most. No, you're wrong. Maybe you have lunch or meeting with another elder and you say, man, that elder really helped me. They're so knowledgeable. That guy's the owner of the church. No. No. There's only one owner of the church. There's only one chief shepherd in the church. There's only one builder and sustainer and founder and author. God owns the church. So maybe you're sitting there thinking, so what exactly do the elders do then? What are the elders here for then exactly? Well, we're here for a profound stewardship to care for the church of God. It's right in the text. The word care is actually translated feed, but it has a much wider meaning, especially as we consider the metaphor of the flock and the meaning of overseer early in the verse. The word overseer, it actually carries the meaning of a guardian, a watchman, a protector. In the imagery of the flock, it conveys the meaning of feeding and tending and teaching. One commentator said, it refers to all the care that must be exercised in relation to the flock. There's spiritual care. There's physical care. There's emotional care. There's intellectual care. God commissions pastors and elders to this stewardship of leadership that is to care for the church. And sometimes when we think of care, we think of just one little sphere of care in this corner, but it's a widespread care that we ought to care about the intellectual well-being of the people in our church. We want the minds of our people to be sharpened and the word of God to be brought to bear on the messages of the culture around us. And we want there to be spiritual care, that the hearts of people are strengthened by the word of God and the gospel is brought to bear on the things that they're feeling. We want there to be emotional care. If you're like me, you feel every day up and down sometimes emotionally. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, and I need care for my soul. My emotions are so often up and down. Maybe you can relate to that. Some of us in our church, you just don't know where another meal is going to come from. You need physical care. You need some clothes. You need physical care. This is what Paul is exhorting the elders to do before he gets on the ship and sails away, never to see these people that he loves so much ever again, only to go to Jerusalem and to face imprisonment and afflictions everywhere he goes. He says, bring the elders to me. I have to tell them something before I go. Why? Why? Because as go the leaders, so goes the church. And this is a profound stewardship. And you know, I've been listening to a lot of leadership podcasts lately. I'm always trying to grow, always trying to learn, always trying to glean. In the car, trying to figure out how the Lord could be speaking to me more and more every opportunity I have. So listening to some leadership podcasts, hoping to learn, hoping to grow. And there's a lot of discussion on these leadership podcasts about strategy and metrics and organizational structures and identifying and mitigating against your fatal flaws as a leader. Don't let your weaknesses come out, and how to grow and how to succeed and how to influence and how to really make a splash as a leader. And I listen, I think there's something missing. There's a place for these things, but there's something missing. Very few, very, very few are saying what Paul is saying here. Your job, pastor, your job, elder, is to pay attention to your spiritual condition. I need the podcast to remind me of that. Pay attention to the spiritual condition of the flock that God has entrusted to you. I need the podcast to instruct me and remind me of the immense stewardship that's entrusted to. It's not about me. I listen to these podcasts and I find 10 minutes through, 15 minutes through, I'm thinking, man, this is so man-centered. This is not about me and how I can shape and influence and be big and smart and grow the church and influence more people. Listen, all of that has its place. It does. But where are the voices that are saying what Paul says here? Your job, pastor, elder, is to care for the church of God. Get on the phone, send text messages, meet for lunch, go for breakfast, email one another, find out what the spiritual condition is of the flock. Be in their lives. Don't hide in the green room. After the service, don't go in the lobby and feel like, how can I get out of here as fast as possible? Love the people. Care for the people. Embrace the people. Care. That's what it is. But why exactly? Well, look at verse 28 one more time and then we're done. Verse 28 says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, guardians, protectors, to care for the church of God. Watch this. Which he obtained with his own blood. Wow. The church belongs to God because he purchased it. In fact, the word obtained here in the text, it's a weaker translation. He didn't just obtain the church. The idea there is that he purchased the church. He redeemed the church. That when Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth and died on the cross, he died to purchase something, to redeem you and me from our slavery. We were bound, we were shackled, we were enslaved, we were on our way to hell, and Jesus came and stood in the gap between sinful man and a holy God, and he did so to purchase our redemption, to buy us back, to redeem us from slavery. This is why he's the only one who can lay claim on the church as his own. It is his because he purchased the church. And as Paul gets ready to sail away, never to be seen again by these men, this is the image he leaves them with. Feed, protect, tend to the church. Later he says, there's going to be some strange teachings that come up amongst you. You got to stay awake. He says there's going to be people coming in here and they're going to try to shake things up. Stay awake. There's going to be people who want to persist in their own sin and do their own thing and they're not going to care what the Bible says. Stay awake. Protect the church. Stand like a watchman over the church. Guard the church. Guard the beauty and the purity of the doctrine of the church. Be okay if people don't like you. Just protect the church. Be okay if people want to walk away and leave the church because of something you said. Just protect it. It's God's. It's God's. What a stewardship. What a responsibility. And so the church is not a burden to its leaders. It's not a job or a career for pastors. It's not a task for elders. It's a precious stewardship. May God help us to steward the immense responsibility for his glory. And so I started by saying there are two things I pray will happen in your heart as you hear this message. I know most of you are not elders. I know most of you will never be an elder. I want you to understand the function and role of the elders and pastors here. And I want you to commit yourself to pray for the elders and pastors here. Because it's easy to see things that you don't think are right and criticize. But it's a whole other thing to pray. And we covet your prayers because we're not perfect. We will make lots of mistakes, and we have, but we serve the chief shepherd who is perfect. And we pray that the life of Christ would be lived out through us to you and through you to one another, and that this church would be protected, watched over, and continue to advance the purposes of God. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for your word. There's so much truth for us, even in one verse. And I thank you for your church. Thank you for every single person. Every single one in this room matters to you. Every single one. Lord, I pray that everyone would know that your eyes are upon them. I pray that you would help us in this church, even now as we commission two elders. You would help us. You would strengthen the unity of our church and our leaders. For the glory of God, in Jesus' name.
For more resources and information about Hope Church Toronto West, please visit hopechurchtw.ca.